Tennyson clings to faith in the midst of doubt. But religious poetry per se was alive and well in Victorian times. Christina Rossetti's reputation has varied over the intervening years, but her poems are now appreciated for their sincerity and deceptively simple beauty. Born in 1830, she led a sheltered, timid life. In spite of the bohemian ambience of her brother, Dante Gabriel's pre-Raphaelite circle, she maintained to the end of her days a pious, almost nun-like adherence to high Anglican values. A comparison with her transatlantic contemporary Emily Dickinson is revealing. Where Dickinson is feverish, surreal, experimental, and unfinished, Rossetti's poems are quiet, polished, and restrained. Yet both are profoundly religious writers, women whose lives were circumscribed, but who made of that limitation something powerful and interesting. Her best-known lyric is perhaps Remember, which remains just this side of keepsake sentimentality. But some of her other poems are more rewardingly ambiguous. Is the beloved she seeks or mourns the flesh-and-blood lover she never had, or Christ himself?
A pause. They made the chamber sweet with flowers and leaves, and the bed sweet with flowers on which I lay, while my soul, love-bound, loitered on its way. I did not hear the birds about the eaves, nor hear the reapers talk among the sheaves. Only my soul kept watch from day to day, my thirsty soul kept watch for one away. Perhaps he loves, I thought, remembers, grieves. At length there came the step upon the stair, upon the lock the old familiar hand. Then first my spirit seemed to scent the air of paradise. Then first the tardy sand of time ran golden, and I felt my hair put on a glory and my soul expand.